Hi, Rich Dole here. I just want to take a moment and thank you for listening to the Have You Heard podcast. We will be adding new material and interviews in addition to interviews archived over the 10 plus years of being on the air. So if you keep coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com or subscribe to this podcast from wherever you get your podcast, you'll always have new material, new artists, and new music to discover. As always, thank you for listening. Good evening, Matthew. How you doing?
I am swell.
I am too. You know why I'm swell?
Because you're hanging out with me. Because...
Let's go. We could go with that. We could go with that.
Excellent. Thanks. I appreciate it. It helps my ego to know that I'm affecting you so much with our hangs.
Well, you do affect me.
Hey, what's that noise behind us?
You know, it sounds like people and things and music.
Things and clapping and drinks and...
Well, we're trying something different tonight, Matthew. We're going to be... live at the Jazz Kitchen.
What?
I mean, we...
You didn't tell me this.
Well, I mean, we're always live when we record a show.
Oh, that's true.
So I just figured that we could come to the Jazz Kitchen and talk to some of the musicians that are over here playing.
Yeah.
And it's just a random night. We're just chilling out. And we'll talk to them and see what kind of music they're listening to, stuff that they're checking out. And... we'll just piecemeal it together, a show together, on the fly, live.
Yeah, live.
So currently we're at the Jazz Kitchen. It's a Monday night jam session. The who's who of who wants to play is here. Rich Cohen is a great alto sax player. He's walking away from us right now.
That's probably for the better,
That's
right?
That's probably for the better. Kevin Anker is here. I think I've been trying to get Kevin Anker on the air for 12 years now. So... Kevin, do you mind if you talk with us for a little bit? Pull up a chair.
My
friend.
I did one of these once, but you couldn't show up. It was back in the Jack Helsley days.
Oh, well, I'm sure I really enjoyed that show. I'm sure it was a really spectacular show. A show to remember, a Kevin Anker show. So, Kevin, you're a great keyboard player. I don't care. Don't get dark on me. You're a great keyboard player, and you play all over the place. And I just can you just maybe talk about the places you've been and who you've played with in the last, say, 4 to 6 months?
Oh, boy. Let's see. I've been basically all over the U.S. and Canada and a little bit of Europe. I tour with the Fabulous Thunderbirds. I work with Tad Robinson, who is here locally, but we also tour around the world with him, and basically then anyone else who's willing to pay me. I'm easy.
I want to say, Kevin, in addition to being a wonderful pianist and musician, you also have the great Facebook posts of all the wonderful empty seats that travel with you on the airplanes, and I've always enjoyed those pictures.
Thank you very much. You know, one of the benefits of being a frequent flyer and having status on an airplane is that you can sit there basically until almost boarding time and hammer the app to find out where the empty seats are. And you just keep working it, and hopefully no one's on standby. But, yeah.
You know, that's awesome.
You know, sitting next to no one is my ideal situation, because that's my best friend that I'm sitting with.
Well, you've reached your radio moment, because you're sitting next to two no ones here. And so that's, I mean, come on, man. That's pretty odd. You got the leg room in of itself.
You know, I would have to say, of all the people I've ever known, you guys are two of them.
It's an old one and a good one. So, Kevin, let me ask you, let me get serious here for just 5 seconds. Who are you listening to these days? Do you have any music that's in your rotation that you listen to?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. I kind of been listening a lot to Corinne Bailey Rae's latest record, which is great, and you know, one of those kind of underappreciated artists who puts out quality pop music, which there isn't so much of that anymore as there used to be. You know, that it's really thoughtful and concerned with not only quality lyrics but like harmonies and chord changes that are interesting, and that, you know, as much as I love jazz and blues and all those other kinds of things, it's hearing a great pop tune and a great pop artist. It's kind of just one of those dying arts, and I find her work just incredible.
I don't think we've ever had that on the show or that suggestion. So, and I hear what you're saying. Like when I'm listening to popular music, and if it goes left when I'm thinking it's going to go right or whatever, or just when the things just kind of come together, it's a really nice overall feel.
Yeah, when you know things that like dynamics, actual crescendos and decrescendos, and that, you know, that the tune isn't at one volume the entire song. You know, things that are, it's not that it's dramatic, but it's what you're kind of supposed to craft a song to have an arc. And when you hear an actual arc, not only in the story, but in the dynamics of the music, and that the music itself is truly dynamic. You know, it's not as common as it was, you know, 50 years ago. I hate to sound like, you know, get off my lawn.
Well, you've clearly never listened to our show, because that's our tagline, actually. Have you heard jazz? Get off our lawn. Now move along. Getting back to like the blues stuff, if our listeners who are mainly, and we all learned from Wynton Marsalis that blues is the rue of the jazz gumbo, or something like that. If, say, what's a gateway blues artist for people to listen to like get in there and really start digging what's happening?
Oh man, that's like, you know, what's your favorite appendage? You know, Ray Charles is one of those acts that his piano playing bridges so many things, that he can play straight up blues, he can play R&B, which, you know, R&B grew out of basically jump blues. He can play bebop, he can play, you know, gospel, and all the stuff that he puts into his music. You can come from jazz through Ray Charles into, you know, like, you know, the obvious ones like B.B. King, but to keep on the piano player thing, since I'm a piano player, people like Otis Spann and, you know, big Maceo Merriweather, Roosevelt Sykes, and, you know, in terms of more electric stuff, of course, you know, Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, older acoustic stuff, you know, Charlie Patton and Robert Johnson and Son House, and, you know, it's such a broad world, it's kind of hard to pin down a singular force, you know, but if I had to, I'd go with Ray Charles. I mean, he's just kind of a nexus of American music.
Well, why don't we play some Ray Charles then?
We should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why
Let's
not?
Let's do it.
Okay. Well, here's some Ray Charles, as recommended by Kevin Anker, great pianist, organ player, and he sits alone all the time on the airplane, so follow him on Facebook to figure it out.
Been all these years, little wow. Tell me now, how long has this been going on, girl? There were chills up my spine and some thrills I can't define. Listen, sweet, long has this been going on? Oh, I feel that I could melt into heaven. I'm hurt. Felt finding another world. Kiss me once, then once more. Yes, what a dunce I was before. Girl, I just couldn't help myself. But what a break, for heaven's sake. How long has this been going on?
I want to know from you.
Rebecca, how long have you been doing it to me? Oh, to me, woman. I said I don't will worry you and make you do things that you wouldn't do. Only when you hear these blues, a sentimental blues will wet your eye. You wonder why. You heave a sigh. You start to cry each time that you hear these blues. Sigh, 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 and drool. Cry, 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 you fool. Yes, I know that it's cool. A sentimental blues deep down inside will make you hide your foolish pride. A sentimental blues will make you lose your mind. Sigh, and drool. Cry, 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 you fool. Yes, I know that it's cool. A sentimental blues deep down inside will make you hide your foolish pride. A sentimental blues will make you lose your mind.
We're live on Have You Heard. We just listened to two Ray Charles tracks. We heard How Long Has This Been Going On, which is from the Ray Sings Basie Swings album, which is kind of fun.
It's a great album.
And then we listened to a live track, A Sentimental Blues by Ray Charles. I am Matthew Altizer.
And I'm Richard Dole. You're listening to a live version of Have You Heard.
See, we're live. We don't have our written out script that the intern does for us.
That's so right. We fired that intern.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Did you expect, Matthew Altizer, did you expect Kevin to say that Ray Charles would be the gateway blues artist? I was expecting something more...
Less Ray Charles?
Less
more
Ray Charles-y. Yeah, I thought that was pretty interesting. We'll have to do an entire show on Ray Charles. That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. Ray Charles is a pretty amazing musician.
That's right. And so I'd just like to remind everybody that we could be playing holiday music right now. Just because there's so much of it.
God,
so we could
not
be playing a lot of holiday music. We're not, because Matthew is not a huge fan. His wife is.
We'll just do the replay of the approved MDA.
That's right.
Approved there is jazz albums.
There is a Matthew Altizer approved holiday playlist. And you can find that at haveyouheardjazz.com, archival site, our podcast. It's kind of a convoluted way to subscribe to the podcast.
It's one of the best, worst radio shows we've ever done.
The MDA...
The Holiday Approved.
Holiday Approved.
Yeah.
It's one of the best, worst ones. But, you know, we could be doing that, but we're not. We're playing... We're here at the Jazz Kitchen talking to live jazz musicians. You may know them as people. We know them as friends and countrymen. And... I would like to invite now our good friend Mike Kessler to join us. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Rich?
Well, if you've been paying attention, you know we're doing pretty good. We're having a fun time here, man. I don't know.
We should mention that that Mike is not only a great drummer here.
He's a great drummer.
He's also a didgeridoo player.
He is a didgeridoo player.
And a pan player.
Pan and vibraphone.
Yeah, he's like the Renaissance man of the jazz world.
He is that, a Renaissance man for sure. And Mike has recently gone through a life change.
In a good way.
And in a good way. Well, okay. Not all life changes are good, but
the shots are kicking in.
Yeah. There you go. You're looking more jazzy every day.
That's right.
So, Mike, why don't you let's talk a little bit about just the things that you've been going through and just what you've been experiencing, because I think it's a great thing. I'm really happy for you, and you know I've been advocating for this for at least a year. And so you finally took my advice. So if there's anybody out there that doesn't take my advice, a year later, I told you so. So, Mike, what's happening, man?
I've made a huge mistake. I'm just now realizing. No, but I did step out on a bit of a limb, and I couldn't be happier about it. I took a day job about 6 months ago with a great company, but it just had me spread too thin, wasn't able to play, and I'm not happy if I'm not playing. So last month I told them that I would finish out the month, but I gave them my notice. And
what was it? The meat world is a young man's game.
What's that?
The meat world is a young man's game. Is that what it was?
Yes, yeah. The meat. Yeah. Who was saying that the other day?
Our good friend Eric Dixon.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So take that as you want when it comes to whatever profession that Mike Kessler just ended. It has something to do with a meat market. And we'll leave it there.
Yeah, let's leave it there. Yeah. It's a great company.
It is a great company.
And big fan of it, but couldn't do both, and I couldn't be happier about focusing on what I've always loved doing. And so far, so good. You know, playing here tonight at the Jazz Kitchen. I'm here every Monday night. I've got a couple nights a week, or a couple nights every month at the Chatterbox. Just got my website up, MikeKesslerMusic.com. And I'm going to stop plugging myself right now. Boom.
All right.
Well, let me ask you. I'll ask you the same thing that I asked Kevin Anker, which proves that, A, he doesn't get around very much. Because, like I said, that was a great question. Well, and that's why you got to talk to people, even on airplanes, because you might get good questions better than this one. But what are you listening to these days, and what keeps you inspired? Let's start, A. What are you listening to? Who are you listening to? What are you wearing? And B, what keeps you inspired to keep going? And what made you take that leap to get from the day gig to just plan?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A couple of good questions. What I've been listening to lately is I really love Jaco Pastorius. Started watching the documentary on Netflix about him.
That is a really good documentary.
Oh, yeah. And then that's I found some footage on YouTube. You know, you can fall down the YouTube black hole. Yeah. And just some amazing stuff.
There's a great Joni Mitchell live concert, like the whole concert.
Yeah,
with him
the shadows and light.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
That's really cool. There was just a... the thing I found yesterday was him live in Japan with a big band with Bob Berg and Peter Erskine and just all the big names of that time. And then Othello Molyneux on steel pan. And it's interesting because Jaco plays amazing on most of it. And then he just falls apart on Giant Steps. He plays horribly. That's another issue, you know. We all know his story and that he had problems. The other thing I've been listening to lately is a lot of Lester Young, and that's kind of a focused. I realized listening to my playing that I need to be more clear, more to the point, and more playing the language. I need to, and I thought, who better than Lester Young to really just play some beautiful melodies. That's it. I tend to think more like a drummer and just hit this, you know, and rather than hearing a melody in my head. So I wanted to get more of that. I've been listening to Lester Young and trying to copy his solos. And I think that kind of answers your third question. What keeps me inspired and what's really gotten me to go this next step is I've always been amazed at, you know, there's great musicians everywhere, but those musicians who just freak you out, you can't believe, you know, is that even possible on the drums or the saxophone or whatever it is? You know, people like Lester Young or like Jaco, look at how he took harmonics, something that everybody does to tune their instrument, and made music out of it. So to hear guys like that, I want to try and get there as much as I can. And I can't do that if I'm working 60 hours a week. So.
Yeah. Well, shall we play some Jaco then?
I think we should do Jaco and then maybe a couple Lester Young, because I agree, like, to do Lester Young, I mean, like, Lester Young plays lines, and he just is beautiful, melodic things. And, man, I want to play like that too. And so I appreciate, as a instrumentalist, appreciate a drummer who thinks like that, because it helps everybody move ahead in the band. So let's do a Jaco tune and a couple Lester Young, and we'll tell you what we played after we played it. Because this is Have You Heard Live at the Jazz Kitchen. So Monday night at the Jazz Jam Session, we're talking to people who are stopping by. That was Mike Kessler. What a great guy. And enjoy the music. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt the show, but just a reminder that you're listening to the Have You Heard podcast. New episodes are always being added to haveyouheardjazz.com, so please check it out. Subscribe to us any way you see fit to keep yourself updated. We'd also like to invite you to get involved by being a larger part of our show through contributing segments or ideas, or by becoming a supporter or underwriter. More information can be found at haveyouheardjazz.com or drop us an email at hyhjazz@gmail.com. We welcome your support and we thank you for listening. Now back to the podcast.
We just played a Jaco piece, Bright Size Life, with Pat Metheny Trio, Pat Metheny's first album.
It's a great album. And then a beautiful tune, Lester Leaps In, as played by the Count Basie Orchestra. How awesome is that? Lester Young, Prez, the president, he played such beautiful tunes, such beautiful music, and he had such wonderful lines. And that's what Mike Kessler here is talking about, that, you know, things are, you got to think about the lyricism of it all and how tunes and phrases work with each other. And Lester Young, man, Mike, I did not know that you were that much into Lester Young. And I'm going to get back into Lester Young. I love Lester Young. And I think we're going to do a whole show. Matthew, what do you think? Yeah, we're going to do a whole show on Lester Young. and the beginnings of bebop. That's what the show is going to be called, the beginnings of bebop, because Lester really had that language, that lyricism down, and I love the legato playing. I love everything about it. Lester leaps in with the Count Basie Orchestra. You can't get better than that. Wow. Yeah. Wow. If there's anything you want to tell us, you know, you can always reach us very easily over the internet. Have you heard jazz.com? You can email us at hyhjazz@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/haveyouheardjazz. We would love to find out what you're listening to. And hey, we found another musician that would talk to us. And his name is Rich Cohen. And I got to tell you, Rich, you're a spectacular saxophone player, A. And B, every time people introduce you, I always think they're saying Rich Dole. Or they're saying Rich Cohen. That's all I hear, Rich Koa. And I'm like, oh, Rich Dole, what? No.
So I think that shows that you think too much about yourself.
I want people to say my name.
Okay.
That's all I want. So, Rich, tell us, you have an interesting life. You have an interesting everything here. You have not yet to be a full-time guest on our show, which is going to happen soon. But let's just see what. You don't play full-time. This is not your profession. But you do it so well. What do you do during the day, and how do you keep up your chops to stay fresh and be good and all that?
Yeah, well, thanks for the compliment coming from a great player like you. That's wonderful to hear. So during the day, I work in the software world. I'm a technical writer. I work for a software company. Where the company I'm working for now is in the healthcare information space. So I do that pretty much all day. And I have music going through my head most of the time. So, you know, I'm working on things kind of in the background. And then I get home, and then I hit the practice room lots of nights and, you know, just try to keep it together and work on whatever gigs I have coming up. So it's tough. It's not easy, you know, to have a day gig and have a serious avocation, you know, that you're really passionate about.
So are you... self-taught? Did you study with anyone in particular? What's your backstory?
Yeah, no, not self-taught. So I grew up on the East Coast and started playing clarinet when I was 9, and then took up the saxophone when I was 11. And I was really fortunate. I came from a town that had a great jazz program. We had a little stage band in elementary school. So in 5th and 6th grade, we were already playing kind of big band arrangements. Had a great big band experience for my junior high school, and then for my high school, actually went to an award-winning high school that had this amazing band. We went to festivals and we recorded at RCA Studios in New York. So I was really fortunate. I had a wonderful private teacher that I studied with for 8 years, who lived a couple blocks from my house. Every Saturday morning I'd get up and walk over to his house and take a private lesson, and wish I'd practiced more back then. So yeah, then, you know, just kind of went from there, you know, went to college and, you know, didn't study music. I got a degree in applied mathematics, but kept on playing, played in the jazz band, played in the symphonic band, you know, with clarinet. And then after college, really didn't play for almost 10 years. I went to graduate school and studied physics. And then kind of near the end of graduate school, I really got the itch to start playing again, kind of in my late 20s, early 30s. And since then, it's been kind of a gradual, you know, thing, just sort of building up, you know, my knowledge and my technique. And the older I get, the more serious I get about it. So, and then, you know, the better you get, the more fun it is.
That's great. Yeah. And if anybody other than you showing up periodically Monday nights at the Jazz Kitchen for the Jazz Jam, do you have any other standing gigs or upcoming gigs?
Yeah, I've got a couple things happening. I play usually once or twice a month in a duo setting at the Bangkok Restaurant and Jazz Bar downtown on Ohio Street. So sax and piano duo. And I also play in a quintet that I have with Jeff Conrad called Avenue Indy, and we play at the Jazz Kitchen usually one Wednesday a month. We got a show coming up with Everett Green's, kind of our annual Christmas show on December 13th. So got enough stuff to keep me busy, you know, keep me practicing, keep the rust off, and, you know, keep me sort of striving for, you know, that little higher level. So
that's great.
Yeah.
So Rich, let me ask you, what are you listening to when you're at work and you're
doing your really, what I'm just assuming is really smart and hard things to do. What music are you listening to that helps you keeps your head in the game, keeps your ear in the game, and it keeps you moving forward? What are you listening to?
You know, I don't listen sort of regularly. You know, I find, and you're probably the same way, that, you know, we so deeply connect with music that, for me anyway, it's hard to listen to something and work at the same time. I just get pulled into the music. But there are times during the day when, you know, you need a break. You know, you're working 8-9 hours a day. You can't focus that whole time. So I'll turn on Pandora or something and put on, one of my favorite alto players is Vincent Herring, who I absolutely love. It's kind of a modern day kind of Cannonball Adderley type player. So I listen to him a lot, you know, just for a break during the day.
Well, why don't we listen to some Vincent Herring? And this will be new for us. And this is why we do the show, is to, you know, find new music. Rich, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
Thanks a lot. Great to be here.
Vincent Herring, Have You Met Miss Jones? I'm Richard Dull.
I'm Matthew Altizer.
And you're listening to Have You Heard, a live, a very special live version of this show. Matthew, this has been pretty much fun, don't you think?
It has been. This is it's a great scene here at the Jazz Kitchen with their live jazz jam for all of our musician friends who are listening on the show tonight. They should come out on Mondays and bring their horns and show us what you got.
Yeah, every Monday they do a jam session.
Yeah.
The house band is great.
They're amazing.
Super nice. They let everybody sit in that wants to sit in. And it's just a good time. It was good to catch up with people. We catch up with Mike Kessler. We caught up with Kevin Anker and then Rich Cohen, who is new to you.
Yes.
And he's such a nice guy. I really dig Rich Cohen quite a bit.
Yeah, it was great. And, you introduced me to the Jazz Kitchen when I moved up to Indianapolis, and we were working across the street at the music store.
That's right, yeah.
And then when we were both working at the record label, we were here pretty much every night.
Pretty much.
And after we left the record label, me personally, I wasn't around that much. So it's kind of nice to be back in the old haunting grounds. Is that what the kids say these days?
That's what they say. Well, Matthew, I think we talked to three different people about what they're listening to. And we never talked about what we're listening to. And since we're running out of time, I'm just going to play something.
Do it.
All right.
Go for it.
Next time we do this, we should do this, you know, at least once every couple months.
Yeah.
Hang out. I love seeing you. That's great.
Yeah, likewise.
Why'd you close your eyes when you said that? See?
Well, I had to roll my eyes without you noticing. Oh, wait, I just said
that. Oh, man. All right. Well, buzzkill. You thought this show was going to end on a happy note. Nope, just like all the others.
That's right.
Actually, we're going to end the show on a tune that, let me tell you, man, I did a gig. Oh, actually, I'm on contract now with this orchestra in Danville, Illinois. And the principal bassist over there is a friend of mine from college named Ron Kadish. And Ron is the publicity marketing guy for Rock, Paper, Scissors record label.
Great label.
It's a great
out
label.
Out of Bloomington, Indiana.
And I told him about the radio show. He's like, oh, I got to send you our stuff. And I said, yeah, you do. So periodically he does. And he sent me this, and I believe I sent this to you as well, Matthew, and I really dug it. It's called the Akshara Music Ensemble. I really dig it. It's Indian improvisatory, classical type jazz music.
Carnatic.
Yeah.
Indian Carnatic music, which
Indian
is...
Indian Carnatic music.
I think it's Carnatic, if I remember right. It's,
Matthew,
it's amazing.
Matthew's
it's
way
so
into this.
Great.
And
I love it.
You got me into this.
Love it.
And when we worked at the record label, the aforementioned we didn't ever mention the name, but everybody knows... we had Fareed Haq on there,
yeah,
and he had some of the tabla players, and
he cut an amazing album.
Yeah,
Flat Earth Ensemble. It's an amazing album. I still listen to that album.
I do too, and I've been listening. So we've been asking everybody else who comes in here, what are they listening to? So this is what I periodically have been listening to, and this the Akshara Music Ensemble, and they're on the Rock, Paper, Scissors record label, and we're going to listen to a tune called Mohana Blues. So this is that combination of the Indian Carnatic music,
yep.
Is what Matthew says. If he's wrong, it's his fault.
I will take the blame, and we will make sure that we
will correct
it properly.
It. We will correct.
Next
we will issue apologies and statements and everything like that. But this and this like a blues, so. Is it the form of a blues, or is it just blue music? Is it in like more of an indigo? I don't know. But this is it. So the Akshara Music Ensemble, something I've been listening to. I hope everybody enjoys this. Matthew, thanks for meeting me out here at the Jazz Kitchen and putting up with my technical inabilities.
It was an awesome suggestion. I'm glad we got to do this.
Me too. And thank you to Kevin Anker, to Mike Kessler, and to Rich Cohen for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Have You Heard?
You have been listening to the Have You Heard podcast. A big thank you to Jared Thompson and Premium Blend for letting us use their incredible original tune, Pursuit of Happiness, from their album, The Road. You can hear Have You Heard every Wednesday at 9 p.m. in Indianapolis on WICR 88.7 FM, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world through the internet at wicronline.org, or look for WICR in the TuneIn Radio and iHeartRadio apps. Listen to us anytime by coming back to haveyouheardjazz.com, where we will be adding new material all the time, so there will always be something new for you to check out. As always, we appreciate your time, your support, and thank you for listening.